Hi, everybody. My name is Ravae Sinclair, and I am excited to let you know that if you're a birth worker and you need to send your clients to a reliable educational evidence-based course on childbirth ed, on breastfeeding, on comfort measures, I'm your girl. Send your clients to www.birth-connections.com/services, and we can get them registered for all the classes, all the basics, breastfeeding, feeding your baby, the basics. That's happening one Sunday a month. Melanated childbirth education for those who are BIPOC and having a very specific experience in the birth spaces. Melanated childbirth education is one Saturday a month. A complete childbirth education series for anyone is happening one Tuesday and Thursday of 1 week a month. And then a comfort measures session happens in the evenings on one Wednesday a month. I will get you all the schedule. It'll be in the show notes. But send your clients to birthconnections.com/services for all your parent child education needs. Talk to you soon. Hi, everybody. I'm Ravae Sinclair.
Hi, I'm Denise Bowles.
And we're here to help you
doula that. Oh, yes.
Okay, welcome. Well, we're getting our feedback wet for 2024. You all might have started 2024 in January, but we did not. We started 2024 for the podcast this week. So you know how it is. We had to get our businesses in order. We had to get some other priorities. We had to get our kind of figure some things out. So we are recapping. We are updating. We are in the current events mode. And we'll get back to our format of like tips and business and all of that. We'll get back to that. But we're still doing catch up, y'all, because many things have happened in 2024, not only in the real world, but in the birth space. And let me also say this. We're talking about things, but we also recognize that there's wars going on, that babies are being challenged, folks are being challenged and having their babies in safe and comfortable spaces. So I hope that you all recognize that, like, yes, we are using our platform to do the work that we want to do because we get to do that. That's our freedom, our right. But also we want to recognize that serious things are happening in the world. And we want to encourage you all to get involved. Don't ignore, be advocates, be donate your time, donate your money to causes that really elevate birth and postpartum and help save people's sanity and their lives as they're growing their families. Okay, with that said, what is happening in your part of the birth world, Denise?
Oh, well, got some stuff happening over here. I am no longer an evidence-based birth instructor. As of February 13th, we had a phone call, we had a Zoom call with two of the evidence-based birth admins, and I'm part of a group of instructors with Your Better Birth, and we've been working for the past several years on an amazing longitudinal study of providing childbirth education to our Black and Brown families under ACCESS. They're getting a sponsored seat. And what we're noticing is those families who have access to evidence-based birth childbirth education, they are doing much better with birth outcomes. Everything from understanding their interventions, having a decrease in interventions, understanding what a physiologic birth is, as well as breastfeeding their babies longer. So it has even incorporating a birth plan. So it's been an amazing journey. We've been presenting at national conferences, including AWON. It's been amazing. So myself and five other women, one white and the rest are Black. And we have been reaching out to the owner, Rebecca Decker, for 2 years, asking for an audience. We want to speak to her again because we had an accord before the pandemic about this project. The pandemic came and Rebecca went incognito. She just disappeared and she put two Black women, a Black woman rather, in the leadership role of making all of the high-end decisions and everything else about the evidence-based birth organization. So we were asking for support. We were asking for acknowledgement on and having a podcast segment be dedicated to the work that we're doing, to be included in the newsletter. And none of this could take place for us. They refused to do anything for us. So it was a little daunting to continue to do the work for the brand of EBB and not be recognized by EBB. Their upcoming conference, they did not ask us to present on the work that we're doing. So it was disheartening. And so we finally got a chance to have this discussion with two of her admins, two Black women. And these black women basically released myself and another colleague because they felt that we were harassing them with this Zoom call that we were invited to after a 2-year wait, and that actually Rebecca Decker has no idea that this has taken place. So it was disheartening, but it was also time to move on, I think. Excuse me, for me as a doula, I'm doing so many things, and if the owner of the organization can't make time for me with all this work that I'm doing, then I don't need to be there. So I don't think Rebecca has any idea of what's happening here. She's lost two senior doulas, two very influential doulas. I have brought in a ton of work and business to the EBB brand, along with the other Black doula who brought me in. And she brought in hundreds of people. So, I say all of this to say, white leadership organizations that are putting Black people in the front to do the work and they are doing harm to their own Black people is not a good look. And it is something that white organizations have to be very mindful of. And there are instances here where white organizations are working so hard to be woke. And it's a hard thing to keep Black History Month 365. It's just not a month thing. This is a life thing for me. And it's tough to do. And we see this. I mean, Reveille, you had a great conversation with me about how Black History Month and from 2020 is so different than what's happening for 2024. There's no,
Yeah.
there's no, there's no plates and cups in Walmart this year. There's
No,
no.
they're not in Walmart. They're in Target though, because Target has made a commitment to have and hire
Right.
and promote that Black vendors throughout
There
the
you go.
year. They are literally committed to the 365 Black. But
Right.
in general, DEI professionals are being released from corporations left and right. Because remember, in the pandemic, everything was DEI, 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 because we watched George Floyd be murdered by a white police officer right in front of our faces. We watched it over and over and over again. And people were wanting to read a book. Let's get a book club. Let's get some stuff together. And I was supportive of that effort to be like, oh, if you actually want to know, like maybe this is the reckoning, right? This is the time that white folks are really going to try to figure this out and really dig in. And every year it just wanes and wanes and wanes. To the extent that I remember saying last year, where's the wahala? Where's the hoopla? Where's the corporate ads, the sales, the sponsorship around Black History Month?
Oh
Gone.
God, no,
Nobody
gone.
even said anything about Juneteenth Day. Like they were done with Black folks, right? And this is, I think, the erosion. I think white people have the privilege to walk away. They have the
That's
privilege to
what this
not
is about.
pay attention because it's not them. And so we watch people be very commercially invested and then not. It's really interesting. And it definitely happened in the birth world. I had people who were wanting to be in a DEI group and then they were canceling their subscriptions and it just fell off. Nobody wanted to read the book anymore. Nobody wanted to gather. So, I know y'all listening. Where y'all at? What happened? Are you reading on your own? Are you still homeschooling your children and unschooling them about colonization and all the lies? Because this is the Trump effect. Trump
Yes, it
told
is.
those lies. He was bold enough to tell this goes back to our last episode about accountability. Y'all let him run amok. Y'all let him say all the things. And now it's not being checked. It's not being checked by you're not checking your children. You're not checking your husband. The racism isn't in check. And
Not at
so
all.
now the focus, the DEI, it was a trend. It was just a thing, y'all. Affirmative action isn't a thing. Like all the things, all the protections that we had to have because of the way this country was created and set up, including the hospital system that our Black bodies keep going into and not coming out of, because of the way these systems were set up, we had to have systems in place to do course corrections, to force equity, to force the acknowledgement that we are people, we are humans, we're not three-fifths, although the Constitution still has language in there. We are
Sure
whole
does.
human beings.
And we feel pain. Hello, pain
And we
management.
feel pain the same way. We need to be addressed. We need to be listened to, all of those things. But in this Black History Month, in this year of our Lord 2024, honey, ain't nobody hardly even mentioned Black History Month. Nobody's
Not at all.
hardly promoting it. Nobody's saying a peep. Part of why I'm not doing it on my platform, because I'm watching to see who is. I haven't
Right.
seen any birth workers. I haven't seen any birth workers who were in my previous group. Let me be specific, because I be watching. People think I'm not, I'm watching. I haven't seen any of them post. I haven't seen any quote unquote allies posts about Black History Month and the work that they're doing. I haven't seen it. And these are people who've been in the game 10, 20, 15 years. Everybody wanted to holler that they were here for it, and they're not.
They're not.
And
Couldn't
I
keep it
see you.
up. Couldn't keep it up.
I see
Couldn't
it.
keep it up. It's a
Yeah.
hard, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing being
And
Black.
they have the privilege to walk away, and we can't.
I can't walk away. And
I'm
so on February 13th in Black History Month, two Black women basically released two of the top evidence-based birth Black doulas, Black childbirth educators from the evidence-based birth brand. And I'm sitting there
And
like,
Rebecca called herself an ally, right? She was
and
like, I'm different. My
Rebecca's
work
supposed to
in
be woke as fuck. She's supposed to be really woke up out here. And meanwhile, not a word came from her. There hasn't been an acknowledgement from her, a phone call, an email, nothing to my colleague and I on this situation. We're still doing the work. We are still working with the sponsor to provide the childbirth ed access to Black and BIPOC families so that they can turn around this health illiteracy and really empower their birth experiences. So I'm really happy about that. But the thing with Rebecca is, you know, we had this relationship long before the pandemic, and we did a Black maternal health disparities video for her, this colleague and I. We've done so many things to really help move the brand for her. And now it's just, okay, done. And that's okay because, you know, I've outgrown things and I've moved on to other things too. But it is just very, very interesting how people regard relationships.
Well, first of all, let me just say this is very Donna-esque. It sounds like a
Yes, it
repeat
is.
of what happened 2 years ago on
It
my first day at
yes.
Black Maternal Health Week when they released us with an email and still no explanation, no talk,
Still
no
to this day,
nothing. Yeah.
nothing to
Yeah,
this day.
it sounds very Donna-esque for, and it's interesting because Rebecca really touted herself to be something different than
Oh,
that.
she wrote a letter on my behalf to Donna cussing them
Right. Now let's
out.
keep in mind Rebecca was not in the meeting. She may or may not at this point be privy because it was a recorded call. But
Right.
the thing about it is, we go back to this previous conversation about Black women, how we're treating one another,
We're treating one
not only
another.
in the Facebook space, because we had that conversation in a previous episode, but how do we view one another as competition or collaboration? So when
Yes.
we're thinking about the work that we want other people to do, what are we doing with amongst one another? We talk about what white folks are doing or whatever other people are doing, but how are we treating one another?
Oh, yeah. And these are two younger Black birth workers who are running evidence-based birth. And my colleague and I'm going to be 60, she's in her 50s. These millennials who are very used to a 27 character tweet, a 2 minute TikTok, they don't understand the bridges of communication the way elder doulas do. And that's a thing that I have with millennial doulas. They want to come out here, Denise, I want to be like you. I want to be a birth worker like you. You're OG. Yeah, but you're not willing to do the long-term work. You want things instantaneously. You want things like this. You don't want to look back at the history of how you are able to sit in this seat is because of the work that I did with evidence-based birth since 2018, 2017, something like that. Okay. So it was the work that my colleague and I, and she was there longer than me, we did all this work for the Black and Brown birth workers so that now this new Black admin can sit in that seat.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to acknowledge that because her generation, the concept for them doesn't connect.
And
It doesn't.
it stings
Doesn't.
to me. Like you have no idea what I've done to make it possible for you to sit in this seat. And while I
Exactly.
don't need the recognition, what I want is for you to treat me in the proper way. Don't just send me an email saying you're dismissed.
Not when you said we would pick up this conversation when you come back off of your medical leave.
Yeah. So some of this is about, and I'm going to fault Rebecca, I'm talking about leadership,
Yeah.
is when you bring people in, you need to build a team. There's training. There's a whole classes and books. I got about 15 of them on that top shelf about leaders eat last. How do you communicate? I got them, okay? There's conversations about how do you lead? How do you build relationship and rapport? So
Right,
you bring in
right.
leadership over older people, not age older. But I'm like older in terms of your investment in the organization.
Yeah.
And the new and the older have to get acquainted. especially if the newer folk are going to be in leadership over the folks who've been there doing foundational work. And it's why, one of my bits of feedback around this when we were just doing our girlfriend chat about it is, listen, in my experience, my years of experience, the people who build the foundation typically are not the people who can take the work forward. There is a transition in most organizations. And if anybody is like, everybody wants to have an organization, but do you know how to lead one? Do you have any education? Go read a book. Really spend some time on this because organizational development, oftentimes that transition, you have to transition out the foundational people and transition in the new people who often have the vision, the energy, they're catching what you laid down. And that's okay. But it sounds like this transition was not led properly. There was not a relationship building. There was no rapport for communication. And so it's this transactional. What you all had in the meeting that took 2 years to get to was a transaction. Hey, I don't like what you said and you did. This isn't working. We're going to release you. If there was a relationship, then it might have been different. It might have still resulted in the release, but it might have been different. It probably would have felt different because it's like, hey, we appreciate, we respect what you've done. We respect everything. Like without you, we couldn't have had X, Y, Z. And so what we want to do is have a transition where we transition you out of this central role and ramp you down to another place where you can be more in an advisory role or to leave altogether because it's time for new wind to blow in. It's okay to say that, but how you say it and how you do it really, really matters. So
I agree.
it's unfortunate because it's really frustrating to put your time, your blood, your sweat, your tears into an organization largely as a volunteer because of the work that you're trying to do, because of what, how many people you're trying to expose to the crisis, how many families you're trying to gain access to reliable childbirth education. It's really frustrating to do that out of the kindness, the goodness of your heart, time you're taking away from your family and friends, and only for you to get a door slammed in your face by a very abrupt email. And you immediately be t being taken out of the database and passwords being changed
Oh,
as
yeah.
though you weren't a contributor, as though you weren't a friend, as though you weren't a loyal part of this community. Y'all, this is what's happening in the birth world. This is the this we've spent three episodes now talking about the mistreatment, acknowledging, hey, we gotta do better. Let
Oh, God.
This is a call up. It's not a call out, although some people may take it like that. This is a call up. We got to do better. And I'm inciting specifically leadership.
Absolutely. Because, for me, I was able to pull Rebecca to the Mothers of Gynecology for her to buy a brick for the Black EBB instructors.
That's right. You did.
Okay. So I did that for Rebecca, and that those are those connections that this young Black new admin has no idea how that foundation really does help build on things to come. Okay. So, Rebecca, I wish her well. I wish her, whatever she's doing in her life, I wish EBB well, but it's just time for me to move on because I think I've outgrown it at this point. If I can't be acknowledged, I'm just going to go where I can continue to do the work and be respected and acknowledged and appreciated for what I'm doing. Because I know what I bring to the table. I know the influence I have. I know the connections I have with people. I know the connections I have with birth workers. And I wrote quite a few letters of recommendation for people to take the EBB training and be certified, and pull, all of my mentees. I mean, a lot of people. So, if they can move forward, go for it. But I will not have my influence, my flavor there, and that's totally okay. My mother always said, go where you want it.
Exactly. Absolutely. And I think we're getting, more and more we're having these experiences where we're being transitioned out of spaces. And, I'm saying being transitioned, but being released from spaces that we have overstayed and we probably it's time to grow and go. And that's okay. That's interesting. You just got to watch the patterns that happen. But I also feel like there's some lessons in this. Like one of the things, my takeaways when we were having, because y'all not getting the girlfriend chat like the way it happened, because it was some girl, a what for real?
Was
It was no, they
a
didn't. It was all of that, y'all, for real. But we have to, make it, we have to contain it for the podcast on some level. But one of the takeaways was definitely be mindful of how you build and who you build with.
Yes.
Okay. As you're doing your business and you're in this birth space, who are you building relationships with? What if you have a company, what's your company culture? Are you nurturing relationships? Do you know how to nurture relationships? Relationships are everything. Like, newsflash, they're everything. How you treat people, how you talk to people, how you interact with people. And you want to be intentional. You want to be very intentional. I am very intentional about who I don't talk to right now. If you ain't heard from me, if you ain't heard from me, it's intentional. And
You're
not saying, oh, no. And I'm not saying that it's bad. Not, it might not be specific to you, but it's, I'm intentionally interacting with certain people because they help me maintain my level while I'm really investing a lot of my energy into building. You know, there's a lot of recording happening, a lot of writing, a lot of product creation is happening. I don't have capacity to talk to everybody. So there, it comes in seasons. Some people, as a result of how everything has unfolded and been revealed to me the last 2 years, I'm not talking to you
I
because,
agree.
and you're not talking to me. It's a mutual thing. There's no heat. I honestly have no heat with virtually anyone, especially in the birth space. I don't even have energy for that. So
Right.
whatever that old stuff, most people I don't even think about from day to day. I don't even remember what it was, child. And it's all good. But
Agree.
I just think it's important to be mindful of who you're building with and reassess that year over year. Like, I reassessed as the year came on. I was like, okay, so am I still investing in that? I'm still going to be aligned
That's
with
right.
that. And you know, Denise, I sent out a couple of resignation letters.
You did.
I decided to resign from some projects, from some boards, because I think I had done the work that I was called there to do. I have learned not to overstay my welcome.
Yes.
That whole thing with Donna showed me there were signs for years to go.
It
These
was. It
people
was.
don't get you. These people don't respect you. These
They don't
people don't
appreciate
honor.
what you
They
bring to
have
the
no
table.
idea what you're bringing to the table. These people are not your people anymore. In the beginning, they were. In the first 4 or 5 years, they were. Them last 3 years, they were not.
Right.
The people who smiled in my face were stabbing me in my back. And multiple people, it wasn't even just the one, it was multiple. Miss LA, Miss Tallahassee. It was several, okay. Miss Kentucky,
Several.
there were
And
several.
even your mentor, the one who trained you, my God.
Miss Wisconsin, honey. You know, I gotta give them nicknames, child, because we can't even, be invoking. But
But y'all listen, because y'all listen to the state you in. We meant that
oh,
part.
honey, they love to hate me. Listen, they know exactly who they are. And the whole point of it is you just outgrow people. And guess what? Every single one of them I just named, none of them had a closing conversation with me. I didn't call them up and cuss them out. I didn't tell them I'm done with you. I just walked away because I just recognized it was over. It was
It's
done.
over.
It
It's
was
over.
done. It
It's
was
over.
over. There
It's
was,
done.
yeah, there's no point in like bringing it up. So, but it's a work that you do on your own. Be mindful of who you're building with. And when the season is over, close the chapter.
Yeah, I closed the chapter with quite a few from Donna Madame self and
Yeah,
learned
and
learned
don't look back. And don't look.
I can't tell you anything, but the way God is, because my God is an amazing God, when the revelation comes through, and look, it's 333. When the revelation comes through, it's like, oh, look at them. Oh, because I'm too busy fulfilling my life and soul's purpose. I don't have time to look back at you. But I know myself, last year I resigned from several people and several organizations that I was working with because it's just time for me to move on. Let someone else take the seat. Let someone else put in the time and energy and work. I've made my contribution.
Yeah. So
Absolutely.
that's my tip for those who are finding themselves, hey, I'm finding myself in these situations as well. I think it's just the season. It's a season when you start growing, you will outgrow people, you will outgrow relationships and connections, and it's okay. Just take it and go. You don't have to have a, like I said, you don't have to have a closing conversation. Sometimes you do, but most times you don't. You can just shift. And
No, when God removes it.
everybody recognizes the shift and it's okay. And so in this situation with EBB, it just feels like it was time to shift.
It
And
was time to shift. It was time to shift. But it was just one of those things like, well, where is Rebecca? Why isn't she responding at all when we had such a great rapport with her over the years? Personal phone number, email access. We had all this stuff with her, and then she just totally ghosted us. And no rhyme or reason to that. But when God moves, He wipes things away so you don't have to look back. You don't have recall on that person's name or the incident that happens. And he always moves you into something better.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening to me right now. So it's like, I had a great run with evidence-based birth. I had a fantastic time with them as an instructor, but it's time for me to move on because to elevate, sometimes you have to separate. And that means that I have to, definitely go over here to do Black Women Do VBAC. I've separated from several things in order to move myself up because I've put in the work. I've put in the time. I have taught so many evidence-based birth courses. I have put in hours and hours of work. So now it's I could move forward because I've done the diligence I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it.
It is important to understand the way closure shows up for you. What are those signs for you? You don't have to wait for people to put you out, y'all. You can leave. You can just leave on your own. You gotta start to recognize, part of maturity is recognizing when those signs show up for you. It does. I'm starting, it took me, listen, the thing with Donna really,
It
girl,
took you a long time
it
because I
took
was
me a
trying to
minute.
tell you, girl, and you kept
Yeah.
taking my head off when I tried to tell you, but that's
I
okay.
know,
I
but I
still
was like,
love you.
no, they just need more time. No, it's okay.
No,
That was me and my
it was
innocence.
hard. It was hard to
But
watch. It was hard to watch. Hard to watch.
also, it was hard to watch, but it was hard to experience as well.
Of
And
course.
but I will tell you this, God will also hide you. He will also protect you while you're in the storm. And
Oh,
I
yeah.
didn't feel the heat the way they was trying to give it to me. That's the one
Yeah.
thing.
Oh,
I
yeah.
look back and I'm like, what's such a shame of what they could have gotten. And it's so
Exactly.
funny because you think about all the opposition from the different people. I just laugh because I'm like, I don't even remember their names. And when I see them, I'm like, oh yeah, I guess she is in the first space. It's interesting to me, but they're really of no consequence. But the other takeaway I want to say, and I remember saying this to you, part of what happens is a betrayal when people shift. You're like, wait a minute, we were friends. Wait a minute, I thought this, I thought that. And it can take a minute for you to kind of catch up. Here's what came to me, and I shared it with you, so I want to share it with everyone else, is when you're doing work, you may trust someone and you might be building with them. Over the years, what I've learned to trust is not necessarily the people, but I've learned to trust that relationships in business will change. I trust that
Yes, it
relationships and business will change because your business plan changes, your business strategy
is.
changes, your business goals and focus change. Sometimes you've achieved the goal and so you're done. Sometimes you're like, oh, it's not, the strategy isn't working. I got to change the strategy. What I trust when I'm working with people and my relationship started because we were working together on a project or an organization or a business, what I trust is that they will change. They're
Yes.
supposed to. Now,
Yes.
you may come into that relationship just doing being business comrades, and then you end up becoming friends. Now, then you have to make a conscious decision, both of you, that the friendship is the priority and not the business.
Correct.
Those are the relationships that you can trust in. Now, those are the relationships you can invest in and expect that they might be with you for a long time. But honey, baby, unless you have had that conversation and made that conscious decision, it may feel like y'all three peas in a pod. I remember, we were like that. Me, Sherry, and Miss Tallahassee, three peas in a pod. But
We
things change.
were,
Okay. Business relationships change, and you can trust that.
yes,
Okay. It's okay. It's actually okay. It's
okay.
healthy. It's healthy. And
Okay.
so what I think, I feel like, you've heard the phrase, especially in the Black community, being church hurt. You were
Yeah.
there, you're volunteering, you're showing up. And if somebody betrays your trust or violates or they just hurt your feelings. And now you don't want to come to church anymore because that community, you feel like there was a breach or somebody didn't do you right or they didn't say. And now you're not going to the very place, not only that old building or community, but any other church community. You're not going and getting what you need because you're staying in the hurt place. Let me tell y'all, don't stay birth hurt. Don't stay birth.
No, don't stay hurt. Keep
Keep
it
it
moving.
moving. But
Moving.
understand some relationships really are just business. And what you can trust is that they will change.
Yes. And I've moved on, Reve. We are still serving Black and Brown families. I am so happy that the sponsor is moving forward with my colleague and I so that we can provide these childbirth ed access for families to really empower them in making a much better birth outcome and helping to dispel Black maternal health disparities. So the work is still going forward, and I'm
Awesome.
really grateful about that. And that was my concern when Rebecca went AWOL here, basically that, what's going to happen to these families? We had an accord. What's going to happen with these families? And it seemed like that was the most important thing to me, my colleague, but it wasn't the most important thing to EBB. So it's like, do you understand how this is going to help, help families if we keep doing this? I also want to quickly, because we're running out of time, but it is so helpful for doulas to be a part of studies, scientific studies, research studies, contributing their information, data, because this really shows that doulas can really promote the policy changes. And I'm so happy to be a part of that childbirth death study because it shows many positive outcomes when health literacy is supported. So I'm just really thrilled to be a part of that.
Yeah, and it's incredible. What you all learned was that you didn't need to do it through EBB. And if you had never
Exactly.
been put out, you would have never learned how you could do it on your own. That's the growth.
Oh yeah,
That's the
I
growth.
trust in a higher power. I wish Rebecca all the best, and their staff has a lot to learn, these young Black women. But yeah, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And it's great. So it's all good. But these are some lessons in leadership and in growth. And in recovering from when things don't quite go your way, and making sure that you keep moving forward. Take care of yourself. You
Totally.
might have to pull back a little bit.
Oh
Take a
yeah,
break.
take a break, regroup,
Heal.
heal, maybe regroup a little bit. But there's always something better down the road, and it really is. I'm having an absolute blast with Black Women Do VBAC. It has just been an amazing journey, and it's growing. I mean, last year it was 69 women I was able to train, and this year we're gonna double or triple that amount. So I'm just really excited.
So 2024 is already off to a great start. A lot of lessons, a lot of room for growth. I feel like in December, our episodes are really about end of the year work and everything. And
Oh
for whatever
yeah.
reason, right now, like we're just starting off the year with our year, February, with some lessons in leadership and looking out and saying, hey y'all, let's elevate. Let's call people in. Let's call people up to a higher standard. It's funny when you step back what you can see,
Right.
and yeah, it just seems like these themes around leadership and failures and competition versus collaboration were really, really, really coming forward. And so I'm glad we have a little bit of space to talk about it and give
Yeah.
you all a chance to kind of assess it, what's happening in your own lives and in your own practices, and are you growing in sisterhood? And I just want to shout out the Iowa Black Doula Collective sisters, Ebony Bailey, Clemente, she's gonna beat me up. Clemente Love, Ashley Guerin, and then we got a new comrade, Mina. But we hung out and we did all kinds of things. We went from Neiman Marcus to the swap meet here in Atlanta, and it was really an example of sisterhood. We're all from different places, doing the same work, working together, and we didn't know each other. And I didn't realize until I got there that I had never met these women in person. We were only online, or except Ebony, Ebony and I, but we
Right.
only met and known each other. I had been their mentor on Zoom for
Nice.
in like 2 years. And
Right.
we've done all this work. We put together breastfeeding groups and all kinds of things. I had, until I walked into the restaurant, it was the moment where I was like, oh, wait, I have never met these ladies in person. And it didn't even occur to us. So, anyway, I encourage sisterhood. Y'all, let's get together. Let's get in person. Let's collaborate. Let's not compete. Let's be respectful. Let's call each other up and call each other in a way that promotes healing and connection and community building. So, all right,
Absolutely.
that's that. Well, thank you all. We'll see you in the next episode of Doula That.
Ooh,
See y'all soon. Have a
that.
good one, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Denise Bowles, founder, owner, and trainer of Black Women Do VBAC. Do you need a training, advanced doula training to help your skills as a surgical doula, a VBAC doula, or induction doula? Please go to blackwomendovbac.com and click on our website to get all the great information of our next cohort. We have several trainings coming up here for Black History Month, and we'd love to see you. Thank you so much. Follow us on Instagram at Black Women Do VBAC, and also follow us on Facebook, blackwomendovback.com. Thank you so much.